From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. France is under a nationwide state of emergency today following multiple simultaneous attacks in Paris Friday night that killed more than 120 people in six locations across the city. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attacks that authorities say were likely the work of the Islamic State militants. Eight terrorists were killed, but it's not clear whether there might be more insurgents or accomplices lurking in the Paris neighborhoods. French President François Hollande called on an emergency cabinet meeting for later today and asked Paris residents to stay inside.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
Mr. Hollande speaking through an interpreter. As many as 100 people died at a single location on Friday when at least three gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons at a concert hall before taking scores of people hostage. Police later stormed the building, killing at least one attacker, while others may have died in suicide bombings. Fatalities were also reported at other parts of Paris. In Washington, President Obama said the coordinated attacks were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
At the United Nations, a spokesman said that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the terrorist attacks, saying they evoked memories of the Charlie Hebdo and the kosher market attacks in January. This is VOA News. World powers will seek to narrow their differences on Syria today when they begin a second round of talks on establishing the framework for a political resolution to Syria's prolonged and costly civil war. Talks in Vienna are expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups as well as those are considered terrorist entities. Secretary of State John Kerry is representing the U.S. at the talks. He says common ground is still possible in resolving the Syrian conflict.
Our goal is to develop a timetable for action based on interim steps. The participation of a broad range of Syrian parties, including both men and women, and the kind of political transition that will empower the center against the extremes.
United States and its allies may seek to bridge differences with Russia and Iran over the political future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran are supporters of the Assad regime, and the U.S. says the Syrian leader must step down if there is to be any political resolution aimed at ending the civil war. Amid threats from Islamic State militants, Turkey is putting unprecedented security measures in place for meetings of G20 heads of states near the coastal city of Antalya. That starts tomorrow. Turkey reeling from the bombing and an Islamic State-claimed attack that killed 102 and wounded hundreds more in the capital Ankara back in October. The U.S. military says it is reasonably certain that British militant Mohammed Imwazi, who is also known as Jihadi John, was killed in an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria. Here is the U.S. State Department deputy spokesman Mark Toner.
I can't assess where Jihadi John or Mohammed Imwazi sat within the leadership, but he was certainly a very public face and put himself out there to be the public face of this brutal organization. And as I said, we've been very clear that we're going to continue to, when we see have opportunities to take these people off the battlefield, we're going to do it.
U.S. authorities say a drone strike hit a car Imwazi was riding in late Thursday, likely killing him. Imwazi has been the public face of the Islamic State's brutality, appearing in videos depicting the beheading and other killings of Western hostages. A powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the southwest coast of Japan. That happened earlier today. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 160 kilometers from the town of Makurazaki. There were no reports of damage or injuries, and officials say there is no threat of a tsunami. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.